It's March 28th, 2024. It's 4:02 p.m. And today is it's a happy first day of baseball. The Jays are playing right now. And it's just nice to see a summer game. I'm actually went out earlier today for lunch and it was warm under the sun, but the wind is cold. So it's a beautiful spring day. So it's the first day of baseball season. In my opinion, this is when summer starts. So kind of weird had just happened. Weird happened earlier today. Wifey called me and letting me know that her company that she works for is questioning why she is injured. Questioning in a way that it was very aggressively asking, "We don't believe you, so I need you to prove to me that you went to surgery." That's literally the nutshell of the conversation she had. You can literally plainly see that she went to surgery and she can actually show the surgery where the scar is, or where they did the surgery. This is the part I don't understand. Why is this company asking for details regarding her surgery? They can just say, "Can you give me a doctor's note that went to surgery?" And that's all we need to know for our paperwork. At the same time, before she went on her surgery, she got a work incident it was a physical incident that requires WSIB. It's the workers' comp people. Or workers, insurance people, and they put her in modified work so she can heal her back, and and that's fine there. She even contacted WSIB, letting them know that, hey, they're asking for all this information. Do you guys need this? And they're like, "No, we just need the progress report from your physiotherapist. That's all we need to know if you can go fully back to work with no issues." Now, without going too much detail, I have this feeling that they're just covering their asses now, the company itself. And at the same time, they're literally hounding her like every day. It's like, can you go back fully working, fully scheduled? It's like, why are they asking these questions? It's kind of funny though, because they just laid off two people from the company and they're sort of unofficially cleaning house. And, because they expanded too fast. They hired a lot of people really fast. And how they do their hiring is kind of weird. So I told her, after talking to her, "Hey, if you want to quit, you can quit right now. And we're good. We're good. And we have no issues. We're great." So, it was just very frustrating that they're asking personal medical questions to see if she is injured, to see if her surgery is legit or not. She's been walking around her office since Monday with a bandage where the surgery is. They can just physically, it's like, it's there. You can see it. You can see the surgery. And I don't know why they're asking. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And it's not the way you should be doing business, in my opinion. It's just really unprofessional. And based on what I'm seeing and based on what I'm, when I went there for a company function, I'm not impressed in how they do business, to be honest with you. I've worked with shady companies before, but this one is there. It's up there regarding how their practices is. And for a firm that size and that reputation, to be honest with you, I'm very disappointed. And I told the wifey, it's like, "Hey, if you want to submit your resignation today or Monday, you go right ahead. I'll support you 100%. This is not for her to be in that position to justify, because she had to go to surgery for something that she really needs to get done and they're questioning it. I'm sorry. That's where I draw the line. This is the most dumbest thing I've ever heard. And yeah, I'm just incredibly mad about this, because it's not fair to her. She did a lot of things for them. Like, she was hard. She was doing over like long hours just to meet their schedule and to make sure they don't go over budget. And the way they did it is just disgusting. I wish I could call them out because it's so bad. It's so bad. But good news is, happy summer day. Blue Jays are playing, so baseball is running now. Yeah. Oh, and so back to the let's talk about podcasts a bit here, because it's kind of funny because I went to the local camera store to double check a bigger camera bag to replace mine so I can carry my equipment. Because ideally I want to carry whatever I can carry to make sure that we succeed, right? So because my new recorder is coming in not this week but following week, not this coming week on the 8th, so I want to make sure that as soon as it arrives I can just do a swap with my H4 after testing and just go ahead and start doing on location recording, because it'll be good. Yeah, so looking at that, and I saw a couple of things that is actually pretty interesting, very nice. I forgot how new camera bags are incredibly lightweight compared to what I have now. The one I have is, I want to say, 6-7 years old now. And it's pretty heavy. It's durable. Don't get me wrong. It's an incredibly durable bag. But you can feel the weight. Without the gear in it, you can feel the weight. But it is protected. So that's good. But I am planning to bring it. Like, if we do more and more on location and bring guests in, then we definitely have to look at getting a bigger backpack or a wheelie bag. Right. So like a hard case, but we'll cross that when we get there. But right now, how it stands, that's what I'm looking at. I'm not in a rush pulling the trigger for that one. I'll probably wait until it goes on sale or something, just to get something happens or something. When I see it's on sale, then I'll get one. But right now, I'm not pulling that. I'm still waiting for my new recorder to come in. So yeah. It is the long weekend, so the long weekend's coming tomorrow, actually. It's a holiday, Easter Friday. So if you work for the government or the bank or the public sector, Monday's going to be a holiday for you, so you have a 4-day long weekend. If you work for the private sector like I do, you're working in a 3-day weekend, so it's kind of sucky. But it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. We'll see what happens. Back to the game.